Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I, and this show is for you.
Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile.
And welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular.
I do have a few that I make every year. Snowmen seem to be popular. I have one cat tangled in lights and things like that. I'm making so many new ones. I'm going to have a lot of new Christmas sets to offer this year.
Warmth, humor, and beauty are all elements which artist Angela Jackson incorporates into her work on a regular basis. And that's not just during the Christmas season, but year-round. Angie, as she prefers to be called, uses her talents to commemorate both special events and just those moments in life when we stop and smell the flowers through her handmade greeting card business, Cards by Angie. And she takes custom orders. She can make just about anything you want. Now would be the time to contact her if you'd like to know more about her handmade Christmas cards, but her creations also include handmade wedding invitations, birthday cards, and a whole lot more. Angie, what first inspired you to become the artist that you are today?
Well, first of all, I love to do crafts. I was brought up in doing crafts because I was an only child and I was home alone a lot. And my mother used to bring crafts home to me all the time. So I do many other crafts, but the cards, or I should say the stamping, is what I first got into by wrapping Christmas gifts. I would stamp the paper to make Christmas gifts, you know, to wrap them and put them under your tree. So I would make those, and then I went from that to doing cards and then just giving them away, you know, when I make a gift. Then people started asking me, well, can I buy some from you? And I thought, buy them from me, you know. At first, I was like, well, no. But then so many people start asking me, and then some of my friends would say, you should start a website. And I thought to myself, oh, no, I can't do a website. It's probably a lot of work, and I'm only one person. How could I possibly keep up with orders and things like that? But people kept asking me and asking me, and then I said to myself, okay, I'll try it. And that's how I started.
When did you put up your website?
It's been about 11 years ago now. I started the website.
How different was what you thought it was going to be like when you said, oh, no, I can't do a website, I'm one person, from what you thought to what it actually is for anybody who's listening and maybe their friends are saying you should put your work on a website?
Well, it was. It is a lot of work. It is. I wish I could afford to have a website built. I really can't, so I go through VistaPrint, and it works out perfectly for me. But to keep it up is a lot of work. I have to, like, devote a time to go on there and replace new cards and new updates and try to keep up with every season. You know, Easter's coming. You know, the holidays are coming, Mother's Day, Father's Day. I try to think of it in advance to put the information up. But it is difficult to keep up with it. And on top of replenishing cards after every show, because it's just me.
What's an average workday like then for you as a one-woman business when you have all this updating to do and you're going to have to market and?
Rough. A lot of days are rough because I work a normal 8-to-5. Well, during the pandemic now, I am at home. It's a little bit, made it a little bit easier, but I do 8-to-5 and maybe sometime overtime there. Then I come home and I have pets that I take care of. Those are my children. And from there, I'm usually up on average to about 12 o'clock at night making cards or just trying to update the website or things like that.
Wow.
So it can be kind of rough sometimes.
I'm hearing that you put your heart and soul into this, and you say on your website that this is really not just a small business. You've got a mission statement that says it's an instrument used to touch the hearts of many. What's been one of your favorite experiences where your cards have touched a heart?
When I'm having a show, when I'm at an event, I always enjoy when people come by the booth and they're reading, because some cards have phrases, some do not. A lot of people like them blank. But I do have quite a few cards that have phrases, and people come by and they're reading them. I like to watch them by the booth, and they're laughing, they're giggling, and I always ask them, which one are you reading? And they tell me, and I go, oh, that's one of my favorite, or I like that one. Then there's others, and they come by. My friend loves elephants. Do you have any elephants? And, you know, I go around and help them dig around and find all the elephants or a request that they have. So all of that kind of stuff, it touches my heart because I like to find what people want. When they come to the booth and they say what they're looking for and I have it, that's an enjoyment for me. I try to have everything that a person wants when they come to the booth.
And in fact, you made me laugh because you have this stack of cats on top of each other on your cats page, and they're meow, meow, meow. And that just cracked me up.
Oh, yes.
It was great. Let's go in our imagination in front of your exhibit, where you're exhibiting those cards. And you tell me what I'm going to see. What's here?
As if we were standing in front of the booth at a show, well, you would see, normally I have like four table racks split apart, and then I have two floor racks, one on either side of the booth, and I have short little like bins, like black bins, and they sit on the table, and all of them full of cards.
Where do people find your cards, and how can they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm on all the social media pages. I have Facebook, and that one's under just Cards by Angie. We know it's spelled with a K. And then I'm also on Instagram, also Cards by Angie. That one is with a K. I'm on Twitter. That one is under O-M-L-Y, the number 4-A-N. And I also have the website.
CardsByAngie.com with a K.
Yes.
Looking closely at these cards, I mentioned how much I like your cats, but this is a whole lot more than simply drawing or stamping. You have these handmade grosgrain ribbon cards. You have this gorgeous black butterfly, and you have grad cards that are really neat because they have an African slant to them. In fact, you have a whole line of African characters, which I'm intrigued to see. We have a woman in an African garment who's dancing in joy because she just graduated college. We have a very beautiful lady who's singing. African Violet, I think, is the name of what you have there. And then your Christmas card line, which we can talk about in a minute, but also incorporates the colors of the Pan-African flag. So would you tell me about the inspiration behind these?
Well, it's mostly because I believe in making the cards in every shade of people. Try to have something. Like, let's say I'm just going to say a lady, for example, just a lady. And I try to make that one lady in every shade for everybody. So as far as the African Violet line on the website, that's just my way of having, just I guess, an African-American line of the young ladies dancing around. And I really like her. I know who you're talking about. This graduation lady. She's one of my best sellers as well. But I enjoy just making the difference. Some of them are obvious. I could not change her into a different shade of a person. But she is one of my favorite ladies to work with.
What's the creative process like for you? Did the lady come to you? For example, is she based on somebody you know, or is this something that occurs to you and just kind of happens, as many art projects do, as you're drawing her? How does this happen for you as an artist?
Oh, for me, I can just, sometimes, like I have a room, as you probably can imagine, and my stamps are in there. I have them organized by, you know, what they are or people or whatever the category, and sometimes I just go out there digging around and things will come to me and I'll jot them down, or sometimes I'll just come in the house or come to my office, as I call it, and just make whatever's on my mind. Sometimes I'll just look at what a stamp or whatever it is I'm making it out of, cotton or whatever it might be, and I just get ideas and I just go from there. And I And I don't use pre-cut paper or anything like that. I cut the paper myself. I cut them out myself. I could do all the coloring and things like that. So it depends on what a person asks me for or order. Some things take a little bit longer, you know, than other things. So it's just whatever comes to my mind.
I did see a custom order on your website that's really neat. Looks like a group of four friends walking together. If somebody really wanted a custom order, how far in advance do they need to contact you for, let's say, several holidays? Let's say Christmas, or maybe graduation next year, or possibly a wedding card. How far in advance do you need custom order details?
I'd like to say at least 2 weeks. It kind of is hard to say depending on what the person picks, because sometimes I have people, like I do meetups with people as well, like at a Starbucks or something. Because what's on my website is nowhere near the choices that I have. I mean, I meet up with you with my laptop, and you can go through, and you could say, well, can I have what this person is doing on this card? Because each card is numbered, card number 1,000. And can you put that with card number 100? You know, you can pick and choose. You can take that off of that card and put it on that card if you like, too. So it kind of depends on what the person chooses, but I like to say 2 weeks. Because like the ladies you said, the lady that's dancing around on the graduation card, she takes a little bit of time to cut out because you have to go around her fingers and all that. So that kind of thing can take a good little while depending on what a person chooses. But I try to say 2 weeks at the most. And it also depends on how many they want.
What's been one of your best experiences with a custom order so far, most challenging and fun for you as an artist?
I think the best experience so far, as far as a custom order, was someone asked me to do some baby announcements, okay? And the baby announcements, but she wanted it different. She wanted it with elephants. And I had never had anybody ask a baby card for elephants. So that was a little different for me, and I folded that one different so it opened in the middle vertically and had the elephant on the front where the elephant crossed over and the trunk was sealed it. So those are interesting for me. I had never requested to ask to do. I mean, I designed it. I made her like a set of four different ones to choose from, and that was one of the ones she chose from. She chose that one, but I had never been asked to do that many with like an elephant or anything on it. So that was, I enjoyed doing that one. That was a little challenging.
I admit that elephants aren't really the first thing that come to mind when I think of a baby shower.
Correct. Correct. You think like rubber duckies or something, but no, she chose elephants.
When you talk about meeting people with your portfolio, is your professional background in graphic design or business? A lot of artists I meet don't have that marketing slant that you seem to have.
No, it's not. I am an accounting department by trade, and I also have my cosmetology license. So those are my two things. And just craft, I just enjoy it. I enjoy doing craft. But no, no experience like that. Everything is scanned. Everything I make, I scan it, I load it. And then when people would like to see or choose, I just bring it with me.
Let's mention your Christmas card line, too. I really love that you have your angels. You were talking about you draw people of all colors, of all ethnicities, and I love your Christmas angels because we honestly don't see that many African-American young boys who are angels. Usually people seem to go with little girl angels, and classically they were European looking, so that's my favorite. But tell me about your Christmas card line too, please.
Wow, I don't have particular ones that I make. It's kind of like what I said earlier, kind of whatever comes to me. I do have a few that I make every year because they seem to be popular, and I have a few repeat customers that come back and buy them. But it's just, wow, just all kind of things, you know. Snowmen seem to be popular. I have one with cats. People love cats. I think cats, people love them or they don't like them. There's no in between. And tangled in lights and things like that, people seem to like those as well. Like now we have the pandemic and I wasn't sure if we were going to have Christmas or not. I'm making so many new ones to offer this year because I've been just you know, making them. You know, I have so much time. All my shows were canceled for 2020. I'm not the only one I'd happen to, I'm sure, but I'm going to have a lot of new Christmas sets to offer this year.
Please give me a preview of one or two of those new sets. Let's tempt people.
I have, this year, I'm offering one, like, with a, I think he's a reindeer. And, you know, he's kind of tangled in lights. And then a few new snowmen that are light seem to be a thing. They're kind of tangled in lights. And some I have sitting in snow, my form of snow, which is like, you know, puffs of cotton and things like that, or pearls, little beads. What else do you do this year? Wow, so many. Snowmen. People seem to really like snowmen, so I have a few of those.
I want to see that reindeer tangled in the lights. That'll be fun.
He is so cute. I hope people like him. He is cute, though.
And when will this go up on your website?
They will go up on my website September or October. I'm trying to do a two-edit, because people need time to look and I need time to create. I usually put them up around September or October.
So by the time this hits the website, people will be able to come to Cards by Angie and see these.
Yes, they will be able to. Let me see, a snowman, he's holding some Christmas bulbs, and I have him sitting in snow as well. So quite a few new ones, quite a few will be coming out.
I can't wait to see these. What would be your wish for Christmas for people this year?
Oh my God, good health. So many awful things are happening right now. Just, I would like for this all to be over, a vaccine, so people can just get back to normal and be healthy. Stop losing our loved ones. I know it has nothing to do with cards, but that's how I feel.
And all I'm thinking is amen to that. Angie, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I have been listening to Angela Jackson, proprietor of the handmade greeting card business Cards by Angie. Check out her work at cardsbyangie.com, spelling cards with a K, K-A-R-D-S. That's cardsbyangie.com. And that concludes this edition of Noella Vile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be warm, filled with light, and crafted with love.